Turning the Grindstone. When I was a little boy, I remember one cold winter's morning that I was accosted by a smiling man with an axe on his shoulder. "My pretty boy," said he, "has your father a grindstone?" "Yes, sir," said I. "You're a fine little fellow," said he. "Will you let me grind my axe on it?" Pleased with the compliment, "fine little fellow." "Oh, yes, sir," I answered. "It's down in the shop." "And will you, my man," said he, patting me on the head, "get me a little hot water?" How could I refuse? I ran and soon brought it. "How old are you? And what's your name?" continued he, without waiting for a reply. "I'm sure you're one of the finest boys I have ever seen. Will you just turn a few minutes for me?" Pleased with the flattery, I went to work, and bitterly did I rue the day. It was a new act, and I toiled and tugged till I was almost tired to death. The school bell rang, and I couldn't get away. My hands were blistered, and the axe was not half ground. At length, however, it was sharpened, and the man turned to me with, "Now, you little rascal, you've played truant. Run to school or you'll rue it." "Alas," thought I, "it was hard enough to turn a grindstone this cold day, but now to be called a little rascal is too much." It sank in my mind, and often have I thought of it since. When I see a merchant over polite to his customers, begging them to take a little brandy, and throwing his goods on the counter, I think, "That man has an axe to grind." When I see a man flattering the people, making great professions of attachment to liberty, but in private life a tyrant, I think, "Look out, good people, that fellow would set you turning grindstones." When I see a man lifted into office by party spirit, without one qualification to render him either respectable or useful, alas, I think, deluded people, you are doomed for a season to turn the grindstone for a booby.